This is the SPMRSM listening test. There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now, open your question paper and look at part 1. You will hear people talking in 7 different situations. For questions 1 to 7, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each recording twice. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 1. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. Question 1. You will hear 2 students talking about their holiday experience.
Hi Siti, how was your family trip to Ipoh?
It was amazing, Sharul. We climbed up Gunung Lang and spent 2 nights there.
Wow, that sounds adventurous. I've always wanted to sleep in a tent.
What about you, Sharul?
I went to see my uncle and grandmother in the village. We had a family gathering.
I bet it was nice catching up with each other.
Now listen again.
Hi, Siti. How was your family trip to Ipoh?
It was amazing, Sharul. We climbed up Gunung Lang and spent 2 nights there.
Wow, that sounds adventurous. I've always wanted to sleep in a tent.
What about you, Sharul?
I went to see my uncle and grandmother in the village. We had a family gathering.
I bet it was nice catching up with each other.
Question 2. You will hear a newsreader talking about an incident at an amusement park.
An amusement park in Klang announced on Tuesday that it would permanently close the world's 2nd tallest roller coaster. The decision comes after a small metal object flew off the coaster and hit a woman in the head. Despite claims that the ride was unsafe, the police found no evidence to support this. The park had also followed all the safety guidelines.
Now listen again.
An amusement park in Klang announced on Tuesday that it would permanently close the world's 2nd tallest roller coaster. The decision comes after a small metal object flew off the coaster and hit a woman in the head. Despite claims that the ride was unsafe, the police found no evidence to support this. The park had also followed all the safety guidelines.
Question 3. You will listen to a conversation between 2 siblings.
What time is our flight this Saturday?
It's at 10:30 a.m. We had better be early. Check-in counters for international flights open 3 hours before departure.
Should we ask Mum and Dad to send us to the airport?
Let's not bother them. They just got back from Aunt Jamila's house in Singapore.
All right. We shouldn't forget to buy Mum a fridge magnet this time.
Now listen again.
What time is our flight this Saturday?
It's at 10:30 a.m. We had better be early. Check-in counters for international flights open 3 hours before departure.
Should we ask Mum and Dad to send us to the airport?
Let's not bother them. They just got back from Aunt Jamila's house in Singapore.
All right. We shouldn't forget to buy Mum a fridge magnet this time. Question 4. You will hear a description about a type of restaurant in Malaysia.
Mamak stalls have become a popular hangout place for most Malaysians. These stalls might not exactly be affordable, but people of all backgrounds prefer going there because they are guaranteed a fast service. You can see the workers rapidly taking orders and serving food even in the busiest hours. During football seasons, fans will crowd these stalls to watch games on the big screen.
Now listen again.
Mamak stalls have become a popular hangout place for most Malaysians. These stalls might not exactly be affordable, but people of all backgrounds prefer going there because they are guaranteed a fast service. You can see the workers rapidly taking orders and serving food even in the busiest hours. During football seasons, fans will crowd these stalls to watch games on the big screen.
Question 5. You will hear a conversation between two students.
Hey Asma, what do you want to study after SPM?
When I was young, I wanted to be a teacher, but now I am not so sure.
What are you good at?
I always got A's in mathematics and sciences.
Maybe you could consider becoming an engineer.
Oh, I've never thought of that.
Also, don't forget to talk to our school counselor for more information about career options.
Thanks for the advice.
Now listen again.
Hey Asma, what do you want to study after SPM?
When I was young, I wanted to be a teacher, but now I am not so sure.
What are you good at?
I always got A's in mathematics and sciences.
Maybe you could consider becoming an engineer.
Oh, I've never thought of that.
Also, don't forget to talk to our school counselor for more information about career options.
Thanks for the advice.
Question 6. You will hear a girl talking about her experience buying a concert ticket.
I tried to get my sister to buy concert tickets for us, but she didn't have any luck. They were all gone. My cousin was able to get 3 tickets, but sadly, he had already sold them to his friends. He only found out that I wanted to get the tickets 2 days ago. Maybe it's a good thing, as I shouldn't be spending that much money anyway.
Now listen again.
I tried to get my sister to buy concert tickets for us, but she didn't have any luck. They were all gone. My cousin was able to get 3 tickets, but sadly, he had already sold them to his friends. He only found out that I wanted to get the tickets 2 days ago. Maybe it's a good thing, as I shouldn't be spending that much money anyway.
Question 7. You will hear a chef on a TV baking program.
People frequently tell me about their failed attempts to bake chocolate brownies. Personally, I rarely bake them because I just can't stop eating them. But they are actually not complicated to prepare. The trick is to avoid adding in too much liquid. I also use a mixture of milk chocolate and dark chocolate. This can be quite costly, but you will have the best brownies ever.
Now listen again.
People frequently tell me about their failed attempts to bake chocolate brownies. Personally, I rarely bake them because I just can't stop eating them. But they are actually not complicated to prepare. The trick is to avoid adding in too much liquid. I also use a mixture of milk chocolate and dark chocolate. This can be quite costly, but you will have the best brownies ever.
That is the end of part 1. Now turn to part 2. You will hear Steve talking about his experience being a mudlark. For questions 8 to 15, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You now have 1 minute to look at part 2.
Do you know what a mudlark is? A mudlark is a person like me who searches for items by making their way to any muddy rivers, and I have been doing it for 30 years. We have to wait until the water level is low so that we can dig for treasures. Mudlarking started in the 18th century. However, back then, it wasn't a hobby. It was actually a way for many poor, jobless people to survive. Getting on and off the boats, people accidentally dropped things. These items were then found by mudlarks, who sold the lost items to earn money, which would hopefully be enough for a meal. After many years, I found everything from glass bottles to earrings and necklaces. Sometimes I could even find coins dating from hundreds of years ago. The most shocking thing I found was a skeleton which belonged to a missing person 60 years ago. I often go to the river near where I live, but sometimes I would rent a boat to reach a less accessible site. I always pay attention to my surroundings so that I do not get trapped in sudden rising water. I will also plan an escape route in case I need to make a quick exit. To make mudlarking easier, it is best to dig with tools such as an iron bucket and a shovel. However, before mudlarks could start digging, they must get permission from the local authorities. Sunny days are obviously preferable, but keen mudlarks can be found working even on rainy days. As water level rises and falls, it would move objects stuck in the muddy water, so there is no need to dig deep into the mud. However, mudlarks have to work quickly as they only have a few hours before the water rises. Once I have picked a spot, I start filling my bucket with random things. I would choose the ones of high value to sell to antique collectors, and the rest would go to local museums. Some of my fellow mudlarks would even take the trouble to fix these items to be reused. People say that our local rivers are special, hence preserving these treasures for years. Actually, this is because the river mud doesn't hold air. Therefore, anything in it stays in great condition. Once the items are exposed to the air, their condition starts to break down.
Now listen again.
Do you know what a mudlark is? A mudlark is a person like me who searches for items by making their way to any muddy rivers, and I have been doing it for 30 years. We have to wait until the water level is low so that we can dig for treasures. Mudlarking started in the 18th century. However, back then, it wasn't a hobby. it was actually a way for many poor, jobless people to survive. Getting on and off the boats, people accidentally dropped things. These items were then found by mudlarks, who sold the lost items to earn money, which would hopefully be enough for a meal. After many years, I found everything from glass bottles to earrings and necklaces. Sometimes I could even find coins dating from hundreds of years ago. The most shocking thing I found was a skeleton which belonged to a missing person 60 years ago. I often go to the river near where I live, but sometimes I would rent a boat to reach a less accessible site. I always pay attention to my surroundings so that I do not get trapped in sudden rising water. I will also plan an escape route in case I need to make a quick exit. To make mudlarking easier, it is best to dig with tools such as an iron bucket and a shovel. However, before mudlarks could start digging, they must get permission from the local authorities. Sunny days are obviously preferable, but keen mudlarks can be found working even on rainy days. As water level rises and falls, it would move objects stuck in the muddy water, so there is no need to dig deep into the mud. However, mudlarks have to work quickly as they only have a few hours before the water rises. Once I have picked a spot, I start filling my bucket with random things. I would choose the ones of high value to sell to antique collectors, and the rest would go to local museums. Some of my fellow mudlarks would even take the trouble to fix these items to be reused. People say that our local rivers are special, hence preserving these treasures for years. Actually, this is because the river mud doesn't hold air. Therefore, anything in it stays in great condition. Once the items are exposed to the air, their condition starts to break down.
That is the end of part 2. Now, turn to part 3. You will hear 5 short extracts in which individuals are talking about strange experiences. Choose from the list A to G what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There are 2 extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. You will hear the recording twice. Answer all the questions. Speaker 1.
There were few students at the library that night. Since I needed to borrow a textbook for my mathematics class, I decided to look for the librarian. While I was walking between the bookshelves, I felt something moving behind me. Is the library really haunted? I guess no one can confirm that.
Speaker 2.
I was watching the TV late at night when I heard a loud sound coming from the kitchen. I hurried to the kitchen to check. To my surprise, I saw the windows were smashed and there was a big rock beside the broken glasses. I decided to make an emergency call immediately.
Speaker 3. When my neighbor's husband passed away, she began to experience unusual incidents. She claimed that she heard weird noises at night, particularly from her husband's study room. A friend recommended seeing a professional to help her get some answers on the unexplainable events. That's what she did. Speaker 4.
I wonder how burglars keep breaking into my house since I always lock all my doors and windows before leaving. Besides, I would inform my neighbors about my holiday plans so they would know if I was not at home. Clearly, it is not enough to ensure the safety of my home.
Speaker 5.
Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you felt that you have been there before? I have once experienced that. I went to a fishing village in Sabah. I knew it was my first time there, but the place seemed strangely familiar to me. Was it just my imagination?
Now listen again. Speaker 1.
There were few students at the library that night. Since I needed to borrow a textbook for my mathematics class, I decided to look for the librarian. While I was walking between the bookshelves, I felt something moving behind me. Is the library really haunted? I guess no one can confirm that.
Speaker 2.
I was watching the TV late at night when I heard a loud sound coming from the kitchen. I hurried to the kitchen to check. To my surprise, I saw the windows were smashed and there was a big rock beside the broken glasses. I decided to make an emergency call immediately.
Speaker 3. When my neighbor's husband passed away, she began to experience unusual incidents. She claimed that she heard weird noises at night, particularly from her husband's study room. A friend recommended seeing a professional to help her get some answers on the unexplainable events. That's what she did. Speaker 4.
I wonder how burglars keep breaking into my house since I always lock all my doors and windows before leaving. Besides, I would inform my neighbors about my holiday plans so they would know if I was not at home. Clearly, it is not enough to ensure the safety of my home.
Speaker 5.
Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you felt that you have been there before? I have once experienced that. I went to a fishing village in Sabah. I knew it was my first time there, but the place seemed strangely familiar to me. Was it just my imagination?
That is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4. You will hear a local videographer, Sharul, sharing his experience and skills in video making. For questions 21 to 30, fill in the missing information in each numbered space. Use no more than one word for each space. You will hear the interview twice. Answer all the questions. You now have 1 minute to look at part 4.
Good evening, Cheryl. Delighted to have you with us today. Congratulations on winning the Ultimate Video Challenge in Los Angeles recently. How does it feel?
Thank you so much. I am grateful, and the win was a surprise because I was up against other great videographers. The challenge was organized by the famous internet personality Alex Lee, whom I am a huge fan of, which made it more meaningful. Even thinking about it right now makes my hands tremble.
Can you tell us about the competition?
It required all contestants to produce a magic video within 72 hours. Basically, we needed to insert the elements of magic and mystery in ordinary events.
How did you do this?
I used the placement of everyday objects like a mirror and an apple to prove the idea of how our minds can be deceived.
That's impressive. What did the judges think of your video?
The judges loved my visual effects, especially the ending. They thought it was such an unexpected twist when I turned the mirror into an edible cake using only visual effects and a green screen. I think the ending of my video got the judges on the edge of their seats, and the cake thing blew their minds.
Cheryl, your journey has been nothing short of remarkable. But I'm sure some of our listeners must be wondering how you started in videography.
Well, I've always been interested in video production and started making videos with my friends back in high school. But it wasn't until several years ago that I really started to take it seriously and invest in high-quality cameras and advanced editing tools.
Tell us about your first video that went viral.
The video involved skillful use of visual effects where I performed magic tricks. I put a lot of work into it and was proud of how it turned out. I spent about 2 months planning my ideas and another one shooting the video.
How did it become popular?
Apparently, my idol, Alex Lee, discovered my video and reposted it on his Instagram. As a result, the video received over 470,000 views. It was an incredible moment, to say the least, and I owe it all to Alex.
That's amazing. So, what happened after Alex Lee reposted your video?
To begin with, I received an email from Alex Lee to meet up with him during his tour around Asia. That was my first time meeting my idol in person. He shared with me some of his top tricks and techniques in videography. Through him, a few production houses reached out to me to work together in producing some videos. I even got to shoot a video with Will Smith.
How has this changed your life?
It has been an amazing journey. The video has allowed me to gain more followers and get more opportunities. Many nations have expressed their support for my work. Among them are well-known artists including Mira Filza and Fatah Amin.
Cheryl, what advice do you have for your fans who want to explore videography?
My advice for future digital creators would be to continue with content production, even if it doesn't seem like it's going anywhere. You never know who might see it and what opportunities may arise. Also, don't be afraid to experiment new things. That's how you find your personal style and stand out from the crowd. I did not give up in my 8 years of struggle, and it was through my failures that my skills were acknowledged.
You're such an inspiration, Cheryl. We look forward to seeing more fun videos and collaborations from you in the future. Thanks for joining us.
You are most welcome.
Now listen again.
Good evening, Cheryl. Delighted to have you with us today. Congratulations on winning the Ultimate Video Challenge in Los Angeles recently. How does it feel?
Thank you so much. I am grateful, and the win was a surprise because I was up against other great videographers. The challenge was organized by the famous internet personality Alex Lee, whom I am a huge fan of, which made it more meaningful. Even thinking about it right now makes my hands tremble.
Can you tell us about the competition?
It required all contestants to produce a magic video within 72 hours. Basically, we needed to insert the elements of magic and mystery in ordinary events.
How did you do this?
I used the placement of everyday objects like a mirror and an apple to prove the idea of how our minds can be deceived.
That's impressive. What did the judges think of your video?
The judges loved my visual effects, especially the ending. They thought it was such an unexpected twist when I turned the mirror into an edible cake using only visual effects and a green screen. I think the ending of my video got the judges on the edge of their seats, and the cake thing blew their minds.
Charul, your journey has been nothing short of remarkable. But I'm sure some of our listeners must be wondering how you started in videography.
Well, I've always been interested in video production and started making videos with my friends back in high school. But it wasn't until several years ago that I really started to take it seriously and invest in high-quality cameras and advanced editing tools.
Tell us about your first video that went viral.
The video involved skillful use of visual effects where I performed magic tricks. I put a lot of work into it and was proud of how it turned out. I spent about 2 months planning my ideas and another one shooting the video.
How did it become popular?
Apparently, my idol, Alex Lee, discovered my video and reposted it on his Instagram. As a result, the video received over 470,000 views. It was an incredible moment, to say the least, and I owe it all to Alex.
That's amazing. So, what happened after Alex Lee reposted your video?
To begin with, I received an email from Alex Lee to meet up with him during his tour around Asia. That was my first time meeting my idol in person. He shared with me some of his top tricks and techniques in videography. Through him, a few production houses reached out to me to work together in producing some videos. I even got to shoot a video with Will Smith.
How has this changed your life?
It has been an amazing journey. The video has allowed me to gain more followers and get more opportunities. Many Malaysians have expressed their support for my work. Among them are well-known artists including Mira Filza and Fatah Amin.
Charul, what advice do you have for your fans who want to explore videography?
My advice for future digital creators would be to continue with content production, even if it doesn't seem like it's going anywhere. You never know who might see it and what opportunities may arise. Also, don't be afraid to experiment new things. That's how you find your personal style and stand out from the crowd. I did not give up in my 8 years of struggle, and it was through my failures that my skills were acknowledged.
You're such an inspiration, Charul. We look forward to seeing more fun videos and collaborations from you in the future. Thanks for joining us.
You are most welcome.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. That is the end of the test. Please stop now.